Eastern Iowa's Variety Station, Mix 94.7 KMCH with Amy Stewart on this Tuesday morning. We've got a bonus guest of the day. This is what happens when they show up and say, oh, we're here. And they were supposed to be here tomorrow. But you know what? We want to make sure that they're on because it is a fun production going on with the West Delaware Drama Department. As we welcome in Gwen Pasker and Wes Duggan to the program, first and foremost, thank you so much. So what class am I getting you out of?
English and chemistry.
So. How about you, Wes?
Same, English and chemistry.
Okay, so we'll make sure you get two classes? How does that work?
It's right between passing time.
Oh, I see how that works. Okay, so you are here representing the drama department, the presentation that's coming up. I'll give that honor to you, Gwen. What are we going to be entertained by?
So we are doing the play You Can't Take It With You by Moss Hartman and George Goffman. And we also have a small one-act play before written by Eli Shibley, who's a freshman at West Delaware.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. Now, I don't know much about the play. Just a real quick look. I mean, this goes back to the 30s, 1936. Do you guys, when you are preparing for these plays, do you kind of look at the history of where it came from? Just out of your own personal interest?
A little bit. And I was actually advised to watch the movie from the...
That's like 1938.
Yeah. I think it helps me get into character a little bit more.
So explain, Wes, your character. Who do you play?
I play the grandpa, and he is Martin Vanderhoff. He is the patriarch of the Sycamore family. And he's... kind of kooky, he's witty, he's snappy, you know, and he's a hilarious guy, I think.
Now, Gwen, your character is?
Alice Sycamore, his granddaughter. She is the only normal one in the Sycamore family, and she falls in love in the play.
You know, whenever you have a chance on reliving a role, it was written very much with the time period in mind. You guys live in the 21st century. You're graduating next year, 2025. How do you look at the 1930s, which is more than 100 years ago? How do you view it? Do you find it interesting, the dialogue, the approach?
I think it's a little bit more formal almost, but I don't know how to put it. I feel like that's kind of the label we put on the time period, you know? We define it ourselves, and... if we can transform it into something more fresh than what we've seen before, then I don't know. I think that's pretty good.
Do you think that the themes resonate in today's era? Maybe not so much the language, but the themes resonate?
Very much so. The feeling of falling in love, wanting your family to seem normal, impress your boyfriend's family is something we can all relate to nowadays, I'm sure.
Well, what are the performance days for this piece?
I know opening night is April 5th. And then we have another show on April 6th at 7 p.m. Both are at 7 p.m. And then our final show is April 13th at 2 p.m.
And I know tickets will be available probably at HancherAuditorium.com. If anybody has questions or if they need special accommodations, they can call the high school office on there as well. You're a junior, Gwen, as are you, Wes.
Yeah.
What's your intent? What do you hope to follow as your passion when you get out of high school? You notice how I said, what are you going to major in? What you say? What are you passionate about?
I really like math, actually, and I hope to continue to do that even well into college, and I do hope that I can just continue on, keep my friends.
You know, and that's a great stance to take. Wes, how about you?
My passion would have to be in education. Once high school ends, I want to go to Iowa and I want to be a teacher.
Well, we wish you both the best of luck. And I'm sure we'll see you here again soon for one reason or another. And we'll always welcome the both of you in. Gwen Pasker, Wes Duggan again. You can take it with you. It starts on April 5th. You can get more information by going to HansonAuditorium.com. A kind of a bonus guest of the day made possible by Bill Thomas Farm Bureau Financial Services.